In this episode, I have the good fortune of speaking with Lorinda Hansen from Daisy & Co., a graphic design shop here in St. Pete. I hope that you really enjoy our conversation. We have a lot of areas where we overlap between Beyond Your Side Hustle and Daisy & Co., and I hope that we didn't go too much into talking shop, but we really had a good time recording this episode. I won't be defined by your dreams, committed to my goals, yeah. Gotta do my own thing, keep up the hustling. I won't be defined by your dreams, committed to my goals, yeah. Gotta do my own thing, keep up the hustling. Hi, welcome to Hustleberg. Thank you for sharing your time with us as we chat with entrepreneurs and small business owners here in St. Petersburg, Florida. We talk about how they got started, how they built their business, and how they serve our community. I'm Brett Bittner, and I'm the host of Hustleberg. And I started Beyond Your Side Hustle because I found that most entrepreneurs lack the time and expertise to build themselves a digital marketing strategy that gets results. At Beyond Your Side Hustle, we help you craft an awesome strategy to stand out from the competition and build a community that supports your business today and in the future. We help budding entrepreneurs go beyond their side hustle into the business they're dreaming of. As the founder of a small business here in St. Pete myself, I love meeting and talking with fellow business owners about what they do. Now, you may have noticed a few changes with the podcast lately, and one of the biggest is that we're now doing video. So if you're only listening to this episode, whether it's on your favorite podcast player, RadioSt.Pete.com, or Sunshine 96.7 FM, please know that this episode and all future episodes are available on YouTube for your viewing pleasure. Visit BeyondYourSideHustle.com/YouTube to subscribe or to watch Hustleberg. And if you find anything of value in this episode, I encourage you to subscribe to the podcast. If you would, also please rate and review the episode as well. It sends us the right signals about knowing how the conversations added value for you. If you are interested in being a guest in an upcoming episode, and you own a business here in St. Pete or somewhere else nearby on this side of the bay, please let us know by visiting beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcast guest. On to the interview. So, Lorinda, why graphic design and a lot of the other things that Daisy & Co. offers?
Well, I started out about 30 years ago working in medical transcription, and that just was not the thing for me. So I just decided to get into graphic design. I went to school for it for 2 years and I had an opportunity to get a job in that field. And so I've been there ever since, 30 years later.
All right. And what caused you to take the leap from getting a job as a graphic designer to doing it as a business?
Yes, that was after 20 years in the agency world and kind of cutting my teeth in that world and going a little crazy. It just, the writing was on the wall that it was a better opportunity for me to go on my own. And so that's what I did. Yeah.
So how was it that you got to start providing these types of services for others? Did you build a clientele base kind of as a side hustle, or were you just one day all of a sudden, okay, I'm on my own and I'm just going to get things started and hopefully it works out?
That's pretty much what I did. I had been working at an agency for 10 years. It was a very small agency and I ran the place, pretty much did everything, including the bookkeeping and everything else. So I was like, why am I making this guy money? I could be doing it on my own. And so that was sort of my motivation. And also where I got the experience of working one-on-one with smaller clients. And so, yeah, I took off from there. And quite honestly, what really pushed me off the ledge was he cut my pay 20%.
Oh, wow.
So that was my motivation to make the leap quicker than I had planned. And
oh, sure.
It was just kind of like a light bulb went off and I was like, okay, this isn't working out. I got to get out of here. So so that was the motivation I needed to make it happen.
Now, do you have any special certifications or education, or is it strictly the hands-on experience in your background working for the agency that pushed you for this endeavor?
Yes, I have a 2-year associate's in graphic design. that I, okay. from, you know, before computers, that's how old I am. And so we were on the board, as they say, and doing key lining with the old stats and cutting them with a knife and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, I do have a 2-year associate's. I'm not sure it really did me a whole lot of good, to be honest, because it was just a completely different world than it became, but it was a good base.
Now, what's something unique about Daisy & Co. that really sets you apart from others in the field, especially here in the St. Pete area?
I feel like my 30 years of experience sets me apart. There are a lot of players here, I'm learning, especially on social media. I'm finding out there's a lot of people in my space, but I do feel like my 30 years of experience, and I've kind of seen it all and done it all. I've worked for the big clients. I take that experience working with big clients to a smaller scale, and I feel like that sets me apart.
Now, are you primarily focused then on small business owners and small businesses? And are you doing things just locally, or are you doing things nationally as well?
Well, I have always done, I've had my business 10 and a half years now. I've always done nationally. It's really never stopped me from, you know, because everything we do now is so online. So, yeah.
Right. Really now, what resources do you have at your disposal that are helping guide you over the last 10 and a half years in building Daisy & Co. and going forward from 2021 and beyond?
The best resources for me have been my networking resources, everything from the chambers to networking groups I belong to events that I attend in my industry. Those have been the best tools for me to learn, and keep up to date with the technology, learn from my peers, and connect with people, and, you know, get that visibility and that credibility and that trust built up over the 10 years I've been doing it. So, yeah.
Now, what would you say is the most important lesson that you've learned thus far in the journey? You're 10 and a half years in. Obviously, you've learned a lot, because I feel like I learn something new every day. So what would be the most important lesson that you've learned thus far with your business?
I think the most important lesson was you can't do everything, and you can't be everything to everyone. You really have to find those core things that you love and that you're good at and that you're passionate about, and stick with those, and then outsource the rest. You know, I outsource my SEO, my social media, some of the media planning, depending on what it is, copywriting I outsource, you know, things that, you know, I can dabble in, and I can do a pretty good job at them, but they don't float my boat, you know. So sure. I just would rather spend my time doing the design work and managing the projects and then handing that stuff off. So that's probably my biggest lesson, is you can't be everything to everyone.
So speaking of the core things that you do, what are some of those services that you offer? We've talked a lot about graphic design, yes, but you mentioned a couple of the other things that that really get you going and that you're passionate about and helping with Daisy & Co. What are some of those core services that you're offering clients?
Well, I consider myself a branding specialist. Again, after 30 years in the industry, I feel like I've kind of earned that specialist thing. And so that includes everything in the brand toolbox, from the identity to, so the logo, the tagline as the foundation of the brand, and then the website, the brochures, the printed collateral, social media, all of that stuff that goes along with communicating your story to your target market.
Oh man, telling a story is absolutely probably the most important lesson that I think people don't realize. And telling the story of how you're able to help others thrive and flourish, and being a part of that, I imagine, is rather fulfilling. What are some of the most inspiring things that you've worked on within the community, both locally and the B2B services community overall?
Yeah, so locally, I haven't been here all that long, so I haven't really dipped my toes in the local community a whole lot, but I did do a pro bono project for the Seabird Sanctuary, and it was a rack card. It was a simple project, but they didn't have one, and I was talking to the marketing person there, and they just didn't have the resources to be able to pay somebody to do that, and it was something that I was passionate about, helping the birds, and so I just donated some time for that. So that's one of the things I've done. Getting involved in the chambers a lot more. You know, it's been a little bit weird with COVID, so not a lot of stuff in person, but I'm doing my best to get heavily involved in both the St. Petersburg Chamber, the Tampa Bay Beaches Area Chamber I'm involved in. I'm still in the Entrepreneurial Academy. I'm not sure if you're familiar with that, but
yeah,
it was just another way to participate in a group of people that are out there trying to be entrepreneurs or solopreneurs. And yeah.
So you mentioned the Seabird Sanctuary project that you worked on. People who saw promotional efforts for this episode are definitely going to see that if they take a look at the Beyond Your Side Hustle Instagram and the Beyond Your Side Hustle Facebook as we promoted this episode upcoming. So if you haven't had a chance to check out some of the work, we're doing proof of concept with Lorinda with that as we promoted this episode. So what is it that you're doing? You said you haven't been here that long in St. Pete. We're looking at almost a year now. How are you building your brand to serve the St. Pete and Pinellas County market to make Daisy & Co. the choice for St. Pete businesses that are looking for your graphic design services?
Right. First and foremost, just getting some clients here locally and servicing those clients well and having them refer me on to others is probably the most important thing that I'll be doing and have been doing. And, you know, of course, social media, again, the chambers, the networking groups that I'm in are all just ways to keep visibility and credibility and endorsement, having people endorse my services, you know, once they've had a good experience with me.
Now, when we're looking at your wildest dreams, where is it that you want to take Daisy & Co.? And what are you doing toward getting to that point?
Well, I am happily a solopreneur. And I don't have huge aspirations of growing. I never have. Even when I wrote my original business plan, you know, and I revisit it every year. And I think, you know, over the years, I've had opportunity to hire people and grow physically. It's just not for me. I just decided the And Co. was going to be my team of experts that I aligned myself with that I could use when I needed them and not have them under my umbrella. And so that's... kind of, I guess my aspirations is to continue to keep Daisy & Co. going as long as possible until I retire, hopefully.
Sure. Well, now I know as a fellow solopreneur, you do everything. You're the chief everything officer, right? So how much would you say that you're working in the day-to-day of your business, actually doing the hands-on work of it, versus how much are you doing work on the business to grow or to maintain, to make sure that you're able to stay in business?
Right. Well, the majority of my time is spent selling and doing the work, producing the work. And then the promoting of the business, I do it when I have time. I should probably do more of that. But and that's, I guess, a goal of mine is to get a little bit better at that, at my own social media, my own tooting my own horn, so to speak. And, you know, keeping my portfolio updated and things like that. But, yeah, so.
So we've talked a little bit about how you're fairly new to St. Pete. Share with the audience here of Hustleburg, where you moved from.
Yes, I moved here from Minnetonka, Minnesota. And it's very cold there. And so I just, again, it was kind of the COVID situation that pushed me over the ledge to make the decision. It was my dream to be by the beach, my lifelong dream. And when things slowed down with my work, I just took the time and opportunity to sell my place and move. And it was the best thing I ever did. And I wish I would have did it sooner. I love it here. So, yeah.
So aside from the weather, which is obviously fantastic, what is it that kind of motivated you to pick St. Pete as the place you wanted to be?
Right. Well, I did a lot of research. I visited, of course, and several places in Florida, several other warm places, including other countries that were kind of on my list of possibilities. And after doing a lot of research, the cost of living here was good. The opportunity for work here I felt was good. Of course, the climate, the low incidence of big storms, according to my research anyway. So those were all the reasons. And just the friendliness of the people and just the welcome. They were welcoming. They were helpful. Supportive. So, yeah, all those things.
It sounds like you did what Krista Schmidt from St. Petersburg called city shopping when she was looking for where she and her husband wanted to move. They looked at a lot of different places. They narrowed it down to Florida. And she said they literally shopped the cities. They looked at the benefits, the costs, the what was going to be good for them, how it fit into their lifestyle. And I love the idea of city shopping because, you know, a lot of people honestly don't have that opportunity. So being able to compare and make a decision on that is really awesome.
Right. Yeah. So, it was a daunting because I moved here by myself. So,
oh yeah.
You know, I had to make the decision on my own. I had to do everything on my own. So yeah, getting here was no easy task, but it was well worth it.
So you mentioned, you know, the city shopping. When you aren't working, what are some of the things that you love to do in and around town? And I know, you know, you haven't had the full experience because like me, the majority of the time that I've been here in St. Pete, we've kind of been in the shutdown COVID situation. So what were some of the things that brought you here? And what are some of the things that you absolutely love to do that you've had an opportunity to do since you've been here?
I love seashelling, boating. I've met some fun friends that have boat that are in a boat club. So I've been able to do that. I'm starting to make crafts out of the shells that I've been collecting because I've become a shell hoarder now. And so I have to start doing something with them or they're going to take over the house. So I've got tons of ideas for cool things I'm going to make out of shells. So that's one thing. And of course, trying to get together with people whenever possible. I've met some fun friends here already. I'm hoping to get more of that soon.
Now, I want to make sure that everybody that wants to is able to find out more about Daisy & Co. and connect with you. Where is it that they can do that? What's the website, social media, all of the places where they can kind of become part of the Daisy & Co. community?
Yes, it's exactly Daisy & Co. So daisyandco.com, and that's D-A-I-Z-Y, and spelled out C-O.com. And then Daisy & Co. is also my handle for all my social media. So you can find me there. Wherever. I'm mostly active on Facebook. Again, I need to get a little more active on my social media, but I'm also on Instagram. I don't do a whole lot on Twitter yet. Just not enough hours in the day for me to get all the work done and hang out on social media. So most of the times that takes the back seat. So
I totally understand. I try to figure out that balance and make sure that my schedule allows. And I'll make sure for those of you who are watching or listening, all of that will be in the show notes. It'll all be clickable. So just visit the show notes and you'll see where you can go right there and connect with Lorinda. Lorinda, thank you so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with the Hustleberg community today.
I really appreciate you having me on as a guest. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thanks again, Lorinda.
Thank you.
Hey, you did it. You've just listened to Hustleberg. If we provided you with something of value with this podcast, please take a moment to subscribe, rate, and review on your favorite podcast player, especially you Apple Podcast listeners. This is something that only takes a few seconds, and it will help us shine the spotlight on all the great businesses that St. Pete has to offer and grow the Hustleberg community. Speaking of great businesses here in St. Pete, if you're a small business owner and you'd like to share the story of your business with the Hustleberg community, please let us know by visiting beyondyoursidehustle.com/podcastguest. Did you know that at Beyond Your Side Hustle, we're helping small business owners reach ideal engagement on any social media platform with a free 3-week training by email? It's available at beyondyoursidehustle.com/3weeks. Start right now to learn how you can fix your feed to better serve you, start engaging on social the right way, and create a community around you and your business. The opening music in this episode is Defining Your Dreams by my friend Rhymer Educator. I encourage you to check him out on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you listen to great music. Thanks so much for listening, and we look forward to continuing to share with you how we do business in the Berg.